we've just approached Aurora Technology, and I believe it's Doug Coulson, is that right?
That's right.
And you're with Aurora Technology, is that right? Is it Aurora Information Technology?
Yes, it's Aurora Information Technology, based in Sydney.
Based in Sydney, Australia. Okay, and you guys have travelled all the way to Cape Town to exhibit here at the World Blind Union. Can you tell people listening what products and services do Aurora offer, and how can people find out more about those?
Okay. We specialize in library management software, and specifically for libraries for the blind.
Yes.
So we have quite a few customers in Australia and New Zealand, and we've just installed the system into Grahamstown in the South African Library for the Blind.
And what's significant about your system? Why does a library for the blind need a system that's specially designed compared with a standard a system that a mainstream library may use?
Okay, well, there's several things that are different. In a public library, for example, the customers go to the library to select books. In our case, our library software selects books or tapes for people based on their preferences and their profile settings that the library holds. So, for example, their language, the language of the work that they're interested in hearing. Also, whether they want to have particular exclusions such as sex and violence can be excluded from material sent to them. And it also keeps track of what they've heard before.
Okay. And so that will generate some random material then based on those criteria. Can people also determine themselves what material they wish to read?
If
they have a specific author in mind?
Yes, the system accepts reservations,
yes,
and requests, and also profiles as per the profile setting. So it does it in that sequence. So the reservations are high priority requests that you might do through, say, the internet. So
yep.
If you hop on the browser and then you look in the library collection, you may decide to reserve it, so you'll get that at top priority. The requests are the second level, and so you might put in a request for 30 or 40 or 50 or more particular works,
mm-hmm.
and at any one time the library will send you a certain number of works, let's say 5 or 10,
yep.
and then when you return two, you get another two from the library, so it keeps on topping you up.
So your system is used throughout Australia and New Zealand, or just in some libraries in Australia and New Zealand?
The main body in Australia is National Information Library Service, NILS, and they're based in Melbourne, and they do services throughout Australia, through all states, and they're our customer.
Right.
So that does about 80% or so of the Australian market. And we also have a specific site in Western Australia, and that does all of Western Australia. So I guess altogether we've got about 90%.
So in South Africa, we're at the 6th General Assembly of the World Blind Union. Are you looking for new clients here, or are you simply promoting the system as a model which others might want to adopt?
Well, we've been thinking about our marketing strategy, as companies do, and we're now focusing on libraries for the blind because of our history and our customer base. And so, as you can imagine, there's not too many sort of centralized bodies in a particular country. So we have to travel from country to country, and we're trying to learn about the marketplace, and we're joining DAISY Consortium and meeting people and learning what we've got to do to be a viable supplier in this market.
Now, how does DAISY impact you guys? Because clearly DAISY is a very exciting technology, although I think there's still a little bit of confusion amongst the blind community about how they can take full advantage of this technology. Does DAISY really impact you? You know, guys like yourselves who are designing the sort of the back end, I guess, for libraries, and you're working on the software as a library management system. How does something like DAISY, if a library chooses to include DAISY titles, does that impact your software and what you have to do?
It should have a quite significant impact on the way we deliver our service, our software. And so we'll look to value add the provision of that, the content provided via DAISY, and that's what we're going to be doing in the DAISY consortium. We're learning about what to do and then applying it in our software.
So you would hope to be able to provide DAISY catalogs and things in the future, possibly of a library's catalog.
Yes, and it's in some ways it's another format, and in other ways it's a completely new opportunity for people. So and as we were saying before about the content, whether it has sex and violence and that sort of thing, we still have a need to check that out for the material held in DAISY format. But at the same time, there's new ways of delivering it and tracking copyright and things like that.
Aurora Information Technology. Are you a young company, or have you? You sound like you've been around a while. Have you got 90% share in Australia?
Well, we started in January 1996, but my colleague Martin Fisk and myself have both been in the library automation area since 1978.
A wealth of experience there.
Yes. That's right.
Yeah, combined experience of 52 years of experience between the pair of you. Wow, well, that's impressive, guys. Do you have a website or any information where people can find out more information about you guys?
Yes, you can look at our site at www.ait.com.au.